Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Arkansas, an outdoor paradise. People travel hundreds of miles to enjoy what, well, some of us take for granted. We are called the natural state without reason, with an abundance of rivers, lakes, and streams loaded with adventure. Scenic views that will take your breath away. Biking trails and back roads just begging to be discovered. Sit back and relax as Ray Tucker and longtime journalist Brian Hendricks explore our magnificent state with this week's edition of Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Brought to you by Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Speaking of the outdoors, oh, what an absolute gorgeous spring day here in the state of Arkansas. I want to start the show out tonight. Thank those folks, Arkansas Fly Fishers, and Bim, it's a tongue twister.
Arkansas Fly Fishers, Fly Bim. Fishing Film Tour.
Anyway, thanks to all those folks who came out. We had a packed, I think, pretty much packed audience at Ron Robertson Theater on Saturday evening.
It was a packed house. The films were great. The raffle packages were fantastic. There were a lot of really nice things in there for the people that entered those raffles. The hospitality was always fantastic. A good time. You know, it was just a great collection of people that go to that thing and all different walks of life.
Speaking of special group of people, the 35 top anglers.
Yep.
The Major League Fishing Red Crest Tournament. Coming up on Table Rock Lake.
That's right. It's the it's not Major League Fishing. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Good grief. I was thinking FLW. Ray, you know what my situation is today, so I'm a little loopy. But yeah, Major League Fishing.
How am I supposed to tell the difference?
Well, a little more than usual. But yeah, Major League Fishing is having its Red Crest Bass Fishing Championship on Table Rock Lake. It'll be based out of Springfield this year. Table Rock Lake is a fantastic fishery. And on the line with us is Joe Opager, Communications Director with Major League Fishing, to tell us all about it. Joe Opager. Joe O. Welcome to Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you, man.
You've been busy, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, dang near midway through the season already for 2026, but as you mentioned, Red Crest 2026 coming up next week. It's the culmination of the 2025 season. You know, we've got the 35 best pros from last season competing on Table Rock Lake next week for $300,000, the top award in the entire sport.
The Table Rock is, in my opinion, Joe, the best fishery on that White River chain. Beaver's good. You've been, you know, you've got a long history of FLW opens on the on Beaver Lake, and you know, I've got a lot of history covering things on Bull Shoals. But as far as a fishery goes, I think Table Rock is the best of the bunch.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. White River chain, that up and down is phenomenal bass fishing. Multiple tournaments held, you know, and you mentioned Beaver Lake and all the great FLW events we've had there. Well, we're going back to Beaver Lake at the end of April as well. You know, all eyes are kind of on Red Crest right now, but we're really, really excited. 2 weeks after Red Crest is going to be the first time that Major League Fishing has visited Beaver Lake as well. So great fishing, super great area, and good bass fishing community, and we're just really excited to get back.
Joe, you know, Table Rock's close to Springfield. These cities bid on this, or y'all just pick them among yourselves?
I'm sorry, I kind of cut out on me, Ray. What was the question?
He wanted to know how the venues get selected. You know, Springfield is the host city for the Table Rock venue, but you know, Branson's right there. How does the selection process occur to where you decide to take these?
Sure. So we've been wanting to hold Red Crest at Table Rock Lake for quite some time. You know, Bass Pro Shops is Major League Fishing's biggest sponsor. And, you know, Table Rock Lake and Springfield, Missouri kind of have all the ingredients that we look for in a big championship event. You know, first, it has to be a fishery that can hold up over 3 days of stiff competition. They have to have good facilities and a good convention center and places where our fans can come for our big expo. And, you know, we want people to come, too. So it's got to have a good bass fishing community. So you know, kind of has to have all the right ingredients, and you know, that Ozark area definitely does.
How far, where's the main launch area on Table Rock for this tournament? Kimberling City?
Yep, we are going out of Kimberling City. So it is about a 40-minute drive from Springfield, but with the big watch party going on at the Expo in Springfield, most fans aren't going to notice. And by the time the anglers are off the water and get in, you know, we've got a lot of fun things going on at the Expo. Before you know it, the anglers are going to be there. So despite it being a little bit ways away, it's going to be a great show.
So tell us who's in this year, especially people that our listeners would be wanting to follow.
Yeah, we got a couple Arkies in the field this year. First one, almost the headliner, basically, is Bass Fishing Hall of Famer Mark Davis from Mount Ida. I think this is his fifth Red Crest in a row that he's qualified for, so big accomplishment there, and he's certainly one of the favorites there in that Ozark region. And then another guy that you guys are very familiar with, and your audience will be as well, is Spencer Shuffield out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. You know, the son of former legendary angler Ron Shuffield. Yeah. He's really come into his own over the last 2 years, and he's become one of the stars of the Bass Pro Tour. So, you know, both Mark Davis and Spencer Shuffield are going to be up near the top of the leaderboard if I was a betting man.
You know, interesting, too, that they represent different generations of fishing. You know, I got to wonder, you know, if the change in rules to where, you know, it kind of balances out between the live scope people and the non-live scope people, that seemed to have really helped Mark out.
Yeah, absolutely it has, and you're absolutely right. As far as the different generation, you know, Spencer is a wizard with his electronics. He's absolutely one of the best in the world at the forward-facing sonar game. And, you know, nobody fishes slower than Mark Davis. There's absolutely two contrasting styles, but nobody catches more fish off the bank than Mark Davis. So, you got all different aspects of the spectrum covered there in Arkansas, that's for sure.
And also a highlight for people that follow Major League Fishing, you'll have three-time Red Crest champion Dustin Connell there.
Yeah. The last two Red Crests, he's gone back-to-back, and so he's going to be looking for his third in a row coming up next month. And he's had some success at Table Rock Lake, too, so it's going to be a very exciting event. Out of all the 35 anglers that are going to be competing them, anybody could win this one, and that's one of the most exciting aspects of it.
You know, I make the case because, like you say, he's won three Red Crests. That's three world championships. He's right up there with the Rick Klunz and the George Cochrans and the Kevin Van Dams. Of course, he hasn't won as many tournaments, but if you just go by championships, he's right up there with the best.
Definitely. I mean, you'll see it in the history books over time. You know, it's still recent, and he's still in the prime of his career, so we haven't seen the end of it. But looking back, you know, 20 years down the road, he's doing some really special things right now. And winning two in a row is an accomplishment. If he could win three, we're talking about legend status for him.
Who else will be there? I know the fellow from Oklahoma that won a couple of years ago. He's a fan favorite. His name just slipped my – I had it right there on the tip of my tongue.
Sure, yeah. We got a couple Okies, and Edwin Evers. Always a threat to win any tournament. Yep. Former Bassmaster Classic champion, former Red Crest champion. He's always a threat in that area. Also, Zach Burge from Blanchard, Oklahoma, is fishing hotter than anybody on the planet right now. He won at Stage 3 earlier this year, just last month, down in Waco, Texas. And then he went on the next week and won an NPFL event. Believe that one was in Alabama. So, I mean, he's red hot right now, too. So it's going to be a very, very exciting event and one that the fans are going to want to follow along with.
Well, you know, and he's got a history here. He competed in the college bass fishing championships with an Oklahoma State way back in the day.
Yep.
And I hate to say this, Joe, but I was still covering the sport back then. So, you know, he's kind of we've grown up together along with some other people. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. Do you want to hold on with us, you know, through one more segment and talk about the details a little bit?
Oh, heck yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're visiting with Joe Pogger, Communications Director of Major League Fishing, talking about the Red Crest Bass Fishing Championships coming up in Springfield, Missouri. And we will be right back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is Anthony Lucas, here to tell you about my favorite spot in Little Rock, Corky's. Sure, Corky's may look all ribs and barbecue on the outside, but did you know Corky's was also nominated for Central Arkansas's Best Catfish? And don't get me started on their chicken, shrimp, and nachos.
Those Big Joe burgers, Anthony.
Big Joe, when did you get here?
You're really stealing my thunder, Anthony. Corky's is my place.
No way you love Corky's like me, Joe.
Talk to me when you have your own menu item, Lucas.
Corky's ribs and barbecue.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate, always good parlays, plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Swore. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Swore for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Swore, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Welcome back to Rick Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We're at 103.7 The Buzz here Monday night, 7 to 8 o'clock. Ray Tucker, Brian Hendricks. And on the phone with us, Joel Pogger, who is with the Red Crest Championship Major League Fishing. He is considered Mr. Dynamo to us, Brian.
Mr. Dynamo, he does it all, organizes all the events at the Red Crest, drives anglers out to the ramps to meet the anglers, sets up the interviews with the anglers as they get off the water, drives you back. I don't know how you and Charity Muhlenweg, I don't know how long do you take a nap when this thing is over?
Oh, I am pretty excited, Brian. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of work going in. The last couple of weeks have been some sleepless nights, but it's worth it in the end. It's going to be a great event.
So what are you expecting? You know, you're going to be in the middle of some great things on the White River chain and on Table Rock, you've got largemouth, you've got smallmouth, you've got Kentucky bass, and you've got meanmouth. You got four species that people can fish for, and any one of these can win that tournament. What do you think anglers are looking at right now?
You're absolutely right. All four species are going to be in play, and they're going to be in all three phases of the spawn as well. We expect to see, you know, pre-spawn bass, some spawning, and then some post-spawn bass as well. So that means the anglers are going to be spread out, be able to fish their strengths, and you're going to be able to catch them everywhere on the lake. The key is going to be finding those big ones, of course, and God only knows where those are going to be by next week. So you tell me, Brian, what are you thinking how it's going to shake out?
I'm thinking that probably your best chance of winning is going to be to go up the upper rock part of the river to Beaver Town, you know, where the White River kind of widens into Table Rock. But also, there's some areas right there at Branson where it levels out, spreads out quite a bit, and there's a really good morning and evening topwater bite for big smallmouth that happens there. And then you've got the confluence of the James River coming in from the north and Kings River from the south, and that whole area is vast, and all of it can produce a winning, winning limits of fish for the entire duration of that tournament.
Yep, that's one of the things that makes this one so exciting. You know, a lot of times going in, you can almost kind of know how it's going to play out. You know, I think back to a couple years ago in Charlotte, Brian Thrift was the big favorite going in there, and of course, you know, he went wire to wire and won the thing. But this one, it's completely up in the air, and your guess is as good as mine, but that's what makes it so great.
So who are your Missourians that are in this?
There are no Missourians in this one. Yeah, no one will have that home lake advantage.
You know, that's just like them to miss out on their own tournament. Joe, so it's one of those things, though, that you got no hometown favorite, and you did have that, like you say, in Charlotte. You had that also kind of with Dustin last year. And now that it's wide open like that, what are the keys from your years of observing these things? How do you approach it if you're not a native person on that fishery?
Well, the practice days leading into this one are going to be crucial. You know, the anglers are going to get 3 days of practice next week before the start of the event. And whoever can find that little something special that's off the wall, something that other people don't find, you know, we've seen a lot of it lately in some of the tournaments, you know, some of those new Japanese baits, the koi and the dice baits and the, you know, with all the little tentacles and arms hanging off. And whoever can figure out that goofy little pattern like that is going to be really strong in this one.
Joe, what's in it for the fans who come out to watch?
Yeah, so we've got every day throughout the weekend at Bass Pro Shops there in Springfield, the granddaddy store, the home of Bass Pro Shops. We're going to have a huge expo every day. There's going to be giant big screens around the parking lot. Fans are going to get to watch the entire event from there, as well as following along online at MajorLeagueFishing.com or on MOTV and Rumble. Every minute, every cast is going to be live streamed. The fans and anglers are going to know the scores at all time, and it's going to be something you will not want to miss.
So is there going to be a big prize for biggest paddlefish?
Possibly. I mean, we don't have anything on the books yet, but you never know, because they do have some big ones there. I know that.
Yeah, it's one of the great paddlefish fisheries in the United States there. And there's walleye in that lake. There's hybrid. There's all kinds of stuff. It's one of the greatest fisheries in America, in my opinion. And Kimberling City is a fantastic place to launch at. And so the ceremonies in Springfield are going to be where?
Right at the Bass Pro Shops. We've cleared out the parking lot for the entire weekend. We've set up some giant circus tents. We built a big stage for the anglers to come across each night. We're going to have live music. The expo is going to open every single day at 8 a.m. and run all day long till 6 p.m. So it's going to be a ton of fun. What we really need to hope for is some good weather. I have not checked the forecast lately, but we're hoping, 70s and sunny would be ideal. So if you could dial that up for us, Brian, I'd really appreciate that.
I'm working on that. And so far, I've been really successful having that for all of April and a good bit of March. So hopefully we can keep that going for you. But it's going to be a great tournament.
Perfect. One more week is all we need.
Yeah. So Joe Opager, thank you for joining us here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Looking forward to a great event in Springfield, the Red Crest Bass Fishing Championships, featuring the best anglers in the Major League Fishing world. And if you can get up there, you really need to, because it's a show well worth seeing.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you.
Best of luck to you. Thank you. All right, we're coming up on a break here very shortly. There's the music, and we'll be back to talk more fishing. It is that time of the year. Back in a moment.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Katherine Johnson was a brilliant black woman whose mathematical skills enabled her to manually calculate trajectories, launch windows, and re-entry paths that made United States space flights possible. John Glenn trusted her above all others as he prepared to be the first American in orbit. Her story was told in the movie Hidden Figures. Johnson's equations supported space missions from Mercury to Apollo and helped bring Apollo 13 safely home and even make the space shuttle flights possible. Double B supports your equations and your budget as we are setting a quality product out there for a fair price. Check DoubleBs.com for current deals running in all 34 stores each month. We have what you need at what you can afford. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Arkansas, stop paying full retail prices. Head to Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse, where prices and customer service can't be beat, where inventory is stocked and ready to be loaded. Find us at 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Waterproof vinyl starting at just $129 a square foot. Tile deals all day, every day for under $1 a square foot. Waterproof hardwood around $2 a square foot. Need more? Exterior pavers and stone, butcher block countertops, roofing shingles, faucets, you name it, we've got it. Natural State Wholesale. The warehouse built to save you money.
March Mania is back in play at Guatney Buick GMC. And the clock is ticking on the best deals of the year. 2026 GMC Canyon's available at just 3.9%. Get power, performance, and savings on 2026 Sierra 1500 Elevation as low as 0%. Call 501-945-4444. Power forward with Buick. 2026 Encore GX at just $199 a month. Or 2026 Invista at just $219 a month. Call 501-945-4444 and envision yourself in a 2026 Envision at an unheard of 0.9. This month, all the deals are a slam dunk because Guatney Buick GMC will not be beat during the March Mania sale. 501-945-4444. Guatney Buick GMC, 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Some vehicles require qualifying trade-in. All offers with approved credit. Encore and Invista are low mileage 24-month leases.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price.
Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It is time to talk to Neil Atkinson, Sarah's Casino Resort down in Pine Bluff. Let me turn that baby down there so we can hear Neil. Neil, how are you this evening?
Doing good. Getting ready for the last game of the college basketball season. Got the Huskies versus the Wolverines. I know I wish I could say Hogs instead of Huskies, but, you know, things happen. But here we are, and got one of my favorite events of the year.
You really meant to say the Volunteers, not the Hogs, right?
Well, I am Arkansas, and I'm Arkansas's biggest sports book. So might as well root for the home team, because when they do well, the book seems to do well overall. They can hurt us in the short run, but people bet more when the Hogs are doing better. So that's what it seems like. Seems like the trend that I have seen.
All right, we've got a little college baseball in Fayetteville tomorrow, Arkansas and UA Little Rock.
Yes, we do. And I already got the line out. Arkansas on the money line, which is what most people bet on baseball, is -350. But if you want to give up 3.5 runs, you can get them at almost even money, but a little bit more than even money. But, yeah, they are favored in that one. And we've also, don't forget, we got Arkansas State takes on Memphis tomorrow. They're a -250 money line favorite. And then Central Arkansas is paying UAPB, and they are a -140 favorite playing UAPB. So a lot of in-state baseball tomorrow, too.
All right, you got Major League Baseball, you got hockey, you got all kinds of things going on.
Oh, yeah, got that going in the last week of the NBA regular season. Make sure you know who's in the playoffs and who's not before you make your bets. It gets a little bit different this time of year. Not all of the key players are playing in select teams, so we've got that. And then also the Masters, my favorite golf tournament of the year, most beautiful golf course, at least on TV. And we've got all of those bets up, and you want to check those out now, because once they tee off on Thursday, all the fun bets are gone. Amen Corner, nationalities, group pairings, and hole-in-ones and eagles of top players, and just about anything you can think of about golf, we got a market around it.
Neil, appreciate you. Always make it fun.
All right. Check that promo page out. A lot of juicy ones right now. Lots you can get into right before the tip-off of tonight's game. Good luck, everybody. Stay safe, and have a great week.
And BetSaracen.com. Download the app.
And we're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors, and we are visiting with John Pineda of Real Good Fishing, R-E-E-L, Good Fishing. And you're kind of a jack-of-all-trades as far as fly fishing, and you are unusual in that you do a lot of your stuff here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, so I do some guiding out on the Little Red, but I primarily chase smallmouth here in the Saline River.
Oh, you just spoke the magic words.
Yeah.
Did Little Red get water? This rain we got? I don't know how much we got.
It's very sporadic out there right now. It's pretty low water most days. Every now and then they'll run for about 2 or 3 hours in the evening, and that sets up for some good fishing in the morning, and gets a little bit tougher once that water starts dropping down. And
I'm gonna try it a little bit on Wednesday.
Good. Yeah, I think you'll catch some fish out there. They're still biting out there pretty good. You find those shoals with some running water on it, and find some plunge pools and stuff, and them fish is still...
Me too. I have not fly fished in a long time, and so I'm going with a good friend of mine, Gary Collins, Dr. Collins, and so I got to get on Google and how to hook everything together.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because John and I were just talking about that there is a difference in rigging and casting and presenting for smallmouth than there is for trout.
Yeah, so when you're fly fishing for our trout here, you're typically using leaders of 9 foot to 12 foot, depending on what kind of patterns you're throwing. With the smallmouth out here, we're typically throwing relatively short leaders, anywhere from 2 foot to possibly 4 foot. So really shorter leaders, and the smallmouth, they're not line shy like our trout are. So 12-pound tests typically what I'm running with. If that water really clears up, then I'll kind of bump it down to an 8-pound test.
Have you ever thought of, or you might actually already do it, of using, instead of your traditional leader stuff like you use, of just going with, like a braided line that's got like 6-pound diameter but 30-pound test?
Yeah, so I don't use braid, but I do, I primarily use Seaguar fluorocarbon. I use the fluorocarbon just because it has a little bit more sink rate to it and kind of helps to, those smallmouth love to hug the bottom a lot, even on its best days. So, yeah, getting that fly down there a little bit slower and lower is the ticket. So, but, yeah, not your traditional tippets and things like that. So
I will tell you this, for anybody in this state who doesn't fish our small rivers and fish for smallmouth bass, they're missing a fun time.
Yeah, they really are. And most people here in Central Arkansas don't even realize that that saline has what it has in it. It's one of the cleanest rivers in our state. It's still free flowing. There's no dams blocking it. It stays pretty cool year round. So really fun to jump in there in the summertime when it's really hot out here.
Have you ever fished on the saline from Jingles Park, or Park, but Jingles Access down below heading toward Grant County?
I have. Yeah, so I've been all over that river. When I first moved here, it was one of the closest rivers that I could access. I spent a lot of time on that saline river from the bottom up. I fished all the way from the confluence with the Washita all the way up to where it comes out of Lake Winona.
You know, I think the impression a lot of people have that don't fish is when you cross, you're going towards Hot Springs, you cross the Saline River. Oh, there's just a little stream here. There's nothing here.
Yeah, it's it actually is one of the most diverse streams we have in the state. I think it's over 70 plus fish that are in that water. And yeah, there's some secrets about it. I won't give up too much information about it. You'll have to come and see me, and we try to unlock some of them secrets in there.
Whistle Bridges over here talks about the walleye.
Yeah, there's some walleye in there. That's one of the secrets I didn't want to throw out there too much. But, yeah, we do have some walleye in there, and it really is a sleeper hole for them walleye.
Whoops, I messed up.
Yeah. When you talk about going downstream, which is kind of where people stop, you know, they fish really kind of from Lowell Park,
Lyle Park,
Lyle Park, and then they go to the low water dam, and that's kind of it. And then you get down to below that, and it's kind of like a no man's land. I fished it with a guy named Mike Burnham one time in a jet boat. It's like I didn't have any idea this was down here. I mean,
So most of the upper parts of the river where you're going to find the smallmouth, and then once you start getting into them lower sections, you're going to start getting into more of the spotted bass, and sunfish are all throughout that water system. They'll be at the very top, they'll be at the very bottom. But yeah, you've got so many different types of fish that you can go in there. I'm actually trying to chase some of those red horses in there, and that's been pretty tough for me. I haven't figured out the sauce for them quite yet. So
what does a red horse bite as far as flies?
You know, they're kind of like a carp. Yeah. So they really hug the bottom. They're very, very spooky fish. So really,
how big they get?
Big. Yeah, they get big enough you're gonna know it when you hook up.
I caught one on Mulberry River years and years ago. It probably weighed about 12 pounds.
Yeah, and that's a fight.
Yeah.
They're like a submarine. When they hit, they're going to stick to that bottom, and they're going to just keep on going.
And they just have a lot of stamina, and they do run. I mean, they're a fun fish to catch. You know, they go fast. They sulk. They do all the things. You know, they're ugly when you get one.
Yeah,
up.
When you pull that thing out, you're gonna really question why you're doing it. But, yeah, they are fun.
And, you know, it takes a man to have his picture taken with one, too. But, you know, we do that sometimes.
Yep.
So where did you two meet?
So I was actually invited with Arkansas Fly Fishers. I'm a relatively active member. with AFF, and shout out to AFF. They just got finished with their Fly Fishing Film Fest here this past weekend. It was a really, really good turnout. It's where a lot of your fly fishing community shows up. They show some fly fishing films in there, do a really good raffle, support a lot of our fly fishing groups here in Arkansas. So, yeah, I really want to give them a shout out.
What are we on time here? I can't see a clock anymore.
We are coming up on a break here real shortly.
All right. Well, there's a lot of things to talk about on the other side of this break coming up, you know, because we have three distinct smallmouth environments. Actually, more than that. I think we have, six subspecies of smallmouth in this state?
Yep.
We're going to get into that here on the other side with John Pineda, a real good fishing. And stay with us here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
March Mania is back in play at Guatney Buick GMC. And the clock is ticking on the best deals of the year. 2026 GMC Canyon's available at just 3.9%. Get power, performance, and savings on 2026 Sierra 1500 Elevation as low as 0%. Call 501-945-4444. Power forward with Buick. 2026 Encore GX at just $199 a month. Or 2026 Invista at just $219 a month. Call 501-945-4444 and envision yourself in a 2026 Envision at an unheard of 0.9. This month, all the deals are a slam dunk because Guatney Buick GMC will not be beat during the March Mania sale. 501-945-4444. Guatney Buick GMC, 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Some vehicles require qualifying trade-in. All offers with approved credit. Encore and Invista are low-mileage 24-month leases.
Hi, this is Joe Klein, former Razorback and owner of Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
And I'm Anthony Lucas, also a proud former Razorback and Corky's Barbecue regular customer.
We may represent different sports in different decades, but all generations of hogs agree.
Corky's is the only place to get the most delicious ribs and barbecue at a winning price.
So stop into Corky's now and every day for never-ending specials.
Corky's,
where the hogs come home, baby.
Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you.
Now taxes is so free.
Up next, commercials.
Intuit TurboTax Free Edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Don't miss the deadline. File by 4/15. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
As America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive has your back.
Oh, like if I need a replacement part.
Sure, we can help with that.
Ah, nice. Hey, I just entered this online contest for coolest bike in the world. You think maybe you could vote for me?
Actually, we just do insurance, not popularity contests.
Yeah, I know. But what's your email? I'll just send you the link real quick. You can vote like 100 times a day. They'll never know.
To be clear, Progressive has your back for insurance only. So get a quote and see if you can save.
So what I'm hearing is there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We're visiting with John Pineda of Real Good Fishing. John, tell us a little bit about your business. How do people get in touch with you, your rates, what do you offer, all that?
All right, so I start my smallmouth trips at $80 an hour. I was telling Brian earlier, you get out on that stream and start chucking streamers for hours. So I charge $80 an hour. And the reason I do that is you get out there for typically 3 or 4 hours, you're pretty done chucking that streamer all day. So, but I do half day trips, and that starts at $350, and then full day trips, and that's $450. You can reach me at www.realgoodfishingar.com, and that is R-E-E-L, and I'm on social platforms and things like that as well.
All right, I'm going to hook up with you. How do I do that?
Yeah, so if you'll just reach out to me, the best way to do that is probably through the website. I don't have a booking system on there, but it will reach out to me directly via my phone. You can send me an email. It has everything that you need to get in contact with me.
You got all these guys in the listening yard. Oh, I'd like to be a fishing guide. What does it take to be a guide?
It's tough, y'all. My heart goes out to guides. I'm friends with quite a few guides here, and it's a tough gig. Most people don't realize what goes into a guided fishing trip. It's hours of getting things prepared and things like that. So, but more so than that, just the local knowledge. The local knowledge is going to save you time and headaches and everything like that.
So. You know, when we watch those videos at Ron Robinson Theater on Saturday night, and Jackson Hole, the guys, the big-time guys, and one thing they never talked about was the personalities they have to deal with as a guide.
Yeah, and that's another part of it. You're anytime you're dealing with the public, obviously, you know, I've met a lot of good people, but I've met some that would really test your patience out there as well, too. So
that's a nice way to put that.
Yeah.
I remember fishing.
I'm going to say horses rear.
I remember fishing with a couple of people over the years where, and one really sticks in my mind where it was all I could do not to just grab my rods and jump in and swim to the bank and get away from this guy. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, you get hit all the time and all kinds of things being a guide. So, yeah, you get two people in the boat flinging fly rods around, and you better get ready to get hit. And, yeah, it brings a lot of patience, not just the fishing. So
when you guide, is it just fly fishing?
Yeah, primarily I do guide just fly fishing. Every now and then I'll get some kids and stuff out there, and obviously it's a kind of a good idea to bring a little spin cast for them kids.
So we were talking a little bit before the break that we have, I think, 6 distinct subspecies of smallmouth bass here in the state. And depends on which side of the Ouachita slopes you're on as to which one you get in on. There's different ones in the Ozarks. And then we've got what we have here in central Arkansas. What is the allure and the attraction? What makes these fish so special individually?
So these fish, they're native here. Our Game and Fish Department, they do a phenomenal job here in Arkansas, but they've never stocked these smallmouth in these streams here. They've been here since, you know, the dawn of time or whenever they got locked into these streams. And, yeah, they've been there. So catching native fish is something special. Something you really want to conserve. And so, yeah, I think that makes it really special when you're out there catching a fish that you know they've been in that river for their entire life and generations of them.
So we talk about casting for trout, midges and nymphs and whatever, dries. And we all know about the mending and the things you have to do. Smallmouth fishing is a different technique.
Yeah, it's a lot more movement, a lot more involvement. You're typically making a lot shorter casts and a lot quicker retrieves. But those smallmouth are just like trout. They set up in runs. They eat like a trout does. They face upstream. So that's kind of the nice thing about chasing smallmouth on the fly is they are a lot like those trout. They feed similarly.
I guess the last summer I bought some popping bugs. And that was a shock how much a popping bug cost back from when I started brim fishing with popping bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with the newer materials and things that we have out now for fly tying and things like that, that's definitely made it a little bit more expensive and things like that, but there's nothing like catching those fish on a popping bug.
So when I think of smallmouth fishing with the way you're talking about it, I'm thinking of clouser minnows. What do you like to use, and how do you present that?
One of my favorite things to throw on the saline is actually a helgramite. We've got a lot of helgramites in that water, and those smallmouth really key in on them. I was just talking to somebody at the film fest, you know, and he was asking me a little bit about it, and I told him, if you're going to go out there by yourself, black woolly buggers. You can't beat a black woolly bugger out there.
What is the presentation like? You're talking about a lot of movement, but I don't think of a helgramite as being a fast-moving thing.
Yeah, it's a bass, so it's got a lateral line on it.
Right.
You know, you do a lot of bass fishing, so to try to activate that fish's brain, you want to hit that lateral line. So not really saying like we're doing fast movements, but you definitely want to do sporadic movements.
So you're stripping?
Yeah, strip, strip, pause, strip, strip, pause. They're kind of like a largemouth, you know. They hit on the fall a lot.
So it's a helgramite?
Helgramite.
I've never heard of that.
Yes. Yeah. How would you describe it? It's an insect.
It's a gnarly looking little bug.
Got jaws on it, you know.
Yeah, it's got jaws, and it's got about 30 or 40 legs on it, and yeah, you get one crawl up on you in that creek bed, you'll be like a cat.
So where do you find those?
They're probably in most of our waters here in Arkansas, if I'd have to guess.
Yeah, and I've used them with varying degrees of success. Like in the Ozarks, I don't catch hardly ever a fish on a helgramite, even though they have them. But down here, it's more of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think compared to the Ozarks, you're going to fish the Saline River. You definitely want to have some helgramite patterns on you.
That's live bait, not something you buy at Bass Pro Shop?
No, I don't think you really want to mess with a live one, do you?
No.
I don't know anything about that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you're a pretty tough man. You want to go catching helgramite like that. Yeah, I think I'd rather play with a crawfish.
Yeah, make something that looks more like it. What we don't often hear either about smallmouth fishing in the Ouachita chain.
Yeah, so we actually have some really, really good waters here around central Arkansas. You know, we've got the Caddo River. It's a phenomenal smallmouth fishery. We've got the Ouachita, which is actually a blue ribbon fishery for the smallmouth. And yeah, we've got the Saline. Any of those tributaries off of those rivers will have some smallmouth in them, too.
So which one were we fishing that day?
We'll remember that. We'll come back to it.
I'm talking about the big rock where we caught like 20 fish from one big rock.
That's right. That was on the Ouachita. We'll come back here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors and explore that a little further, because I bet you John Pineda's been right there.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate, always good parlays, plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. I still vividly recall the first time I ever heard the Hogs called in person. It was at War Memorial Stadium right after I moved here in 2001. It was eerie, goofy, cultish, and really strange. It was also menacing, telling foes and visitors alike that you were in danger, as the Razorbacks here to mess you up. For the uninitiated, it is very intimidating. A totally original, unique, and threatening gesture that is truly sui generis in a category by itself. Now let's go call those Hogs. Stop by Doubleby's to get a hot, fresh, delicious sausage biscuit. They rule. You can pair that with a hot, fresh cup of bean-to-cup Renoco coffee, and you are off to a productive morning. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Razorback Foundation members, it's time to renew your membership. Annual Fun Pledge renewals are now open and due March 31st. Renew now by visiting RazorbackFoundation.com or text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Be part of the tradition for the new era of Razorback football under Coach Silverfield. Renew your Razorback Foundation membership today. Text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Go Hogs!
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Anybody who's in this state, or if you're new to our state, this is the most spectacular time of the year. I was really excited today. I'm easily excitable now. I got excited because there wasn't any pollen on my windshield today, and I could see out.
Man, we had that rain, cleaned off the cars, you know. Everything was looking yellow and nasty, and now we're back to, second round of pollen.
I do want you to know, bad back and all, we're fishing this summer.
Yeah, we are. And can't wait.
Ouachita, Cadron.
All of it. And, we were talking about the Ouachita, and there's that stretch. You know, Ray and I hit this this place and pulled up on this little bit of a razorback ridge next to a long pool. It was one of those days where it didn't matter. Just every cast produced a fish. I don't remember how many we caught.
20.
20 right there. But then you get farther down, and the Ouachita kind of turns into a very long, rocky thing, and up above that, and it's like that's the best looking water you can find. But Ray and I never catch anything there. How do you suggest going about fishing water where you just never have any luck?
Yeah, so those fish are definitely gonna choose different areas throughout the year. So just knowing kind of smallmouth behavior, you know, it's like right now that water's still pretty cool. They're not gonna be up in the shoals and mm-hmm. stuff. So you're probably talking about more shoaly, rocky areas. And if that water's cool, they're going to tend to hang out more in the deeper pools, maybe just right off the tail offs of those shoals. And so, yeah, knowing the water really matters. And that's really another aspect of, you know, choosing a guide that knows that local water. He's definitely going to break that down a lot faster.
Have you ever fished for smallmouth or trout on a Little Missouri above, you know, in that Athens area, and also below Lake Greeson?
I have, yeah, both phenomenal fisheries at times, and yeah, we're pretty blessed with that area as well to have that out there. But yeah, there's trout on both sides of it, and I tend to fish the lower section more often just because of the drive for myself, you know. But
now when you're doing your thing, how do you choose which body of water, or do you just stay on the saline, or you weather rivers?
Yeah, Brian asked me kind of earlier today, you know, what I've been doing, and I tend to stay on that saline river just because I like to chase those smallmouth more than I like to chase those trout. Mm-hmm. I still love our trout here, and we have phenomenal fisheries, but yeah, there's something special about catching them bronzies on a fly. It'll really tickle your senses out there.
All right, we had 80-something degree weather. Now we're down in the 40s. What does that do to smallmouth fishing?
Yeah, the fishing just kind of gets up and down. That cooler water, like I said, it kind of, those fish tend to hug the bottom anyways. But when it gets cold, they're going to really stick to that bottom. And that makes it a little bit tougher fishing because you are going to be throwing a lot more weighted flies and things like that, so you gotta really learn to bump the bottom, and you're gonna lose a lot of flies.
The other part of that is a trout has a very tender mouth. It's not hard to especially with a barbless hook. Smallmouth, especially a bigger one, is a harder proposition there. What is your hookup method?
Yeah, so this is really a big key thing that I try to instill in my clients. Especially those who have done trout fishing, typically you're doing a upward swing trout setting. You don't want to do that with these smallmouth. You want to kind of strip set into them, give them a good little, yeah, like you said, their palate's a little bit tougher, so you kind of want to stick it to them when you get them.
So say you're geared up. I assume this is kind of how you go about it. You're geared up for what you would consider a typical fish for whatever stream you're on. What happens when you get into one that's about 2 pounds bigger than that? How do you keep from compromising your tackle?
Those smallmouth are gonna let you know it. They're also they're very acrobatic.
Yep.
So keeping that rod tip down to the water, the lower you can keep it, the less likely they're gonna be jumping on you. That's another big aspect of it, keeping that fly rod tip down lower to the water is a big, big key thing.
All right, big aspect is, tell people how to get in touch with you. We got about 40 seconds left.
Yep,
there.
So realgoodfishingar.com. You can also catch me on Facebook. We're on Instagram, all those things, but the easiest way is to reach me through my website.
And by your rates, you're pretty darn reasonable.
I stay relatively even with most guides here in the state.
And for what you're going to get in a place that you don't normally think of smallmouth fishing, if you do this, it's going to be something you'll never forget.
Yeah, it's a really special place. I really tried to sell this experience just because you watch, if you're a fly fisherman or even have remotely looked into it, you see these people from England and stuff. It's a little bit like going to England and
fishing a chalk stream for, yeah.
Yeah, you're walking in and out of cow pastures. It's really cool.
All right. Well, appreciate you joining us here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. John Pineda, thank you for being with us. Joe Opager, as always, thank you for updating us on the Red Crest. That's going to be coming up. Join us next week. We'll have another one.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Another show. We may have another beer, too.
To purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down.